I'm actually done with school for now.
Really?
Yeah, I want to come back to it. Maybe get a degree in psychology too. So I also like helping people.
Why rush?
No rush.
Yeah, no rush.
You feel me? I feel like a lot of people try to rush it. I feel like a lot of people, age of 18 or 22, like I just feel like they had just like this push from society that's just like making them feel like that everything is rushed. When that's you know true. What I'm saying, your time is when your time is. You know what I'm saying? So just work until then. You feel me? Don't expect the easy come up. Everybody, like a lot of people just expect the easy come up, so they give up before, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like they're rushed. Like, oh, I didn't do this before I was 25. I gotta give up because everybody said I was too old to do it. You can't have that mentality if you know what I'm saying? Most people that made it, music, you feel me? Acting, Taraji P. Henson made it, which had her first leading role when she was like 30-something.
Bro, right. She ain't made it like, what,
26. His first job, his first album was 26. Exactly.
Damn.
The baby, most people probably think he young, bro.
Like, he been working on this shit for a grit.
Like, bro, 27.
A grit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
man, people artists never get discouraged.
Never. Don't do it.
What did you just do?
It was in the cup.
Damn. I spelled it.
All over.
I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I need to do 1, 2, 3.
He spilled that shit. Spilled that shit. All over the goddamn mic. Spilled that shit. He spilled that shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. It's falling on the table.
All over. It was in the cup. It was in the cup, and he spilled it. Man, he spilled that shit.
Fuck, I gotta clean this shit up.
Maybe you should put, please don't wear headphones while listening to this.
Fuck that. Y'all, what's up in the motherfucking cup? Today we got that boy 3AM Sounds, man. Say what's up.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
New mixtape out, Paradise Falls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all, talk about that bitch real quick. How'd you get that shit?
Drop your socials.
Bro. Oh, social media. Forget. Yeah, drop the I'm sorry, okay, buddy?
It's all good. You can follow me everywhere at 3AM Sounds. Twitter, 3AM Sounds with an underscore at the end. It's about everything, honestly. Pretty simple.
Twitter, you be tweeting me?
I try not to. I try not to because I feel like, I don't know, I'm trying to, the opinions want to.
But you sing, though.
On the low end.
You sing, though.
Absolutely.
Singing, niggas, huh? I haven't had a singer on here yet. It's my first one.
I had a question. We got you into singing, bro.
Honestly, you want to like the real shit? Like,
yeah, my bag,
I couldn't sing 2 years ago.
You couldn't sing 2 years ago?
No.
I feel you, bro.
Not how I sing now? Yeah. I can't sing 2 years ago, honestly. Honestly, when I first started writing, like, it was not even because of me. It was because of my homie. He was, like, a cold freestyling. Like, in school, everybody be like, damn, this nigga can freestyle. This nigga's cold. So I'm like, damn, you know, like, I got kind of inspired. So it would just be, like, me just writing just to write at first. And then I was like, dang, I like music like Drake and Bryson Tiller. So I want to write music like that. But I couldn't necessarily sing. But just, like, practicing singing and,
right. But it's a muscle. People don't understand that shit.
Yeah, voice is an instrument, really bro. The more you practice, the better you get at it. So
there's, like 80 muscles, bro, that, like, go into like just your breathing and like the way you use your vocals and shit. I've been looking into that shit. It shit. Looked really gross to me though.
I didn't know that, but personally,
this
I didn't
ain't
know
a lot
that
shit that we don't know. You right, know,
right, I make music shit. And I don't know that.
I be watching YouTube videos like 3 a.m. No pun intended.
I watch YouTube videos. I watch weird shit like Animal Kingdom because honestly, feel like
I watch that
we
shit too.
All are like we animals, bro.
Right. Yeah.
And it's all about what type of animal you are. And I swear, me and my wife be watching some shit, bro. I'd be like. See, that's your baby daddy. He a fucking hyena.
If you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
Both of you.
Shoot, I don't know. Probably like a cat or something like that. Not like a cat, but like a panther or something like that.
Like a panther?
Yeah, I feel like they just like nobody fuck panther? With them. Yeah.
That's what you look like, bro. It was this dude, bro. I swear. I went to college. I'm gonna tag him in this. Bro, his name is Black Panther, bro. You look just like him, bro.
I hear
the dread bandit.
I hear I look like somebody different every day. Hang on, I
feel
it.
It's a toss up for me though, bro. Because you know, I feel like
that's the privilege of having long hair though.
Yeah, I'm a dominant ass nigga, so I always see myself as the king of the jungle. Mm. And then again, I also see myself as a killer whale because them niggas so fucking smart, bro. They can take down a fucking ship if they want to, bro. They smart.
Smart
as fuck, bro.
This nigga not even smart. I would be a grizzly bear for sure.
Grizzly bear, grizzly bear.
Yeah, you would be a fucking polar bear.
I'm a nice nigga, bro.
Grizzly bears are nice.
Yes, they are, but they just do what they gotta do. They just do what they gotta do when it comes to family and shit. Bro, fuck you, bro. You a meerkat.
You ain't shit. Come on, bro.
Okay, bro. Avatar Sex, bro. We gotta talk about this shit, bro.
What about it, man? It's the first track on the EP, by the way. It's the
first track.
Very first track.
That's where the name come from, bro. Was you watching the movie and you just horny?
Bro, honestly. So you just horny or some shit. Honestly, I don't know,
it's
bro.
It's a sex album, though, right?
Yeah, something like the R&B for the ladies. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't fucking to that shit. Nah, I'll play.
Avatar Sex, bro. Honestly, I was scrolling through Hulu. Mm-hmm. I was just scrolling through Hulu, and I seen the movie Avatar. I just thought of the sex scene. I don't know why I thought of that, but I thought of the sex scene, and I was like, dang, you know it'd be cold if I named Avatar Sex.
And you just based it off that?
Honestly, bro, I wrote it subconsciously. Like, I didn't know that's what I was writing about until I started, like, writing it halfway. I was like, oh, snap. I was just thinking about writing a song called Avatar Sex.
I actually really do like that movie.
Yeah, same. Man. That's one of my favorite movies, man.
Where they take the hair, and then it's just like, that's weird to me, though. It's intimate as fuck.
Yeah, that's kind of how I wanted to make the song, just, like, kind of reflect that in a way, but with words, you know what I'm saying? You can't really, just, like, make people visualize it. You know, it's like an intimate moment. It's like, I don't know.
By the ocean.
Yeah, by the ocean.
Yeah, I listen to it, bro.
Super intimate.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Do you have sex to your own music?
No. Honestly, bro, I don't know. I have before because a girl simply requested it. So, shout out to her.
If I was you, I would turn that shit. I'd turn my shit on ball out. Nigga, you tripping. My song is called Ball Out. I'm going to ball out. Nigga, I told you niggas I'm going to ball out. Yeah.
This nigga got aggressive ass music.
We all go.
Hey, man.
We all go.
She like it that way.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's all about what they like.
Some girls do. They got to listen, when you do stuff like that, bro, they thinking in their head, I'm fucking this rapper.
Right.
So they want to hear your shit while you beat their walls in. They'll listen to
women,
it. Anyway.
Women like something different anyway. So whatever you making, as long as it's like.
See, with me, if it ain't my wife, I ain't trying to do nothing different. Fuck them hoes.
Yeah. Right.
Even though I don't do that. I mean, but,
you don't get us in trouble by me.
Yeah, I don't do that, bro.
You got a girlfriend?
Nah, man. I'm single right now.
And we ain't in your
book. It's all right, bro.
See, we ain't in your book.
It's all right, bro. I've been here for a while, man.
I'm cool being single, honestly.
You know, I was
it's too. Good.
You know, you should learn yourself, though, before you get into a relationship.
You should date yourself before you date anybody else, bro.
That's true.
Man, I spilled that shit.
So I've been working on, man, being in,
shit all over.
Being in a relationship with myself, honestly, man.
She I feel like all
of it. Girls.
My bad, bro. It's my wife.
Bro,
no, you good.
Let me see it.
I'm on set.
Let me see it.
No, you can't do this wrong.
You was going to talk to my mom. All right. Back to this.
Under the cover.
We going to wait for him.
why you ain't text me? I'm on set. All right. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. The wife is wife come first, bro. You down right, bro.
Hey, family first, man.
You down right, bro.
Pussy whip. Happy wife, happy life.
Nah, for real,
too, bro.
See?
I got to answer every phone call.
Yeah, got to. Mandatory.
But, where did you get the name 3 a.m. Sound?
All right, so first, it was just 3 a.m. Like, I didn't go by 3 a.m. Sounds until I started singing. But
why 3 a.m.?
Because I used to write music. At 3 a.m.
Late at night. Oh, that's like, crazy. I work so early time. In the morning.
That's when
you're different.
Most creative, you ask me, bro.
Yeah.
It depends who you are, bro. That's some people are like
creative in the morning. You just get up at 5.
Yeah, 5, 6, oof. 7.
We just going to bed.
Yeah. It's like, facts. You feel me? Facts.
Like, but it roll into like 10:30. And then I'd be like dead after that.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
do that. When you get on the road, ain't gonna be able to do that shit. I'm gonna listen.
I'm listening to him. I'm be knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm a vampire, man. I'm up late at night all times.
Okay, the best time to do it. 3 a.m.
You said what?
Why? How you came up with the name?
Yeah, just like it's, I always wrote at 3 a.m. That's the only time I wrote. I never wrote like during the day because I'd be like working or you know at school or something like that. So the only time I would write was like.
Why'd you add the sounds?
Because I started singing, so I was like, I didn't want to be known at 3 a.m. It was like just rapping, but I wanted to like add different sounds and stuff.
Oh, so you rap too?
Yeah.
Oh, you do rap.
I never heard a rap. I sing rap lyrics. How I write it as like a rap / poem, and then I sing it.
So you write bars, but you sing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite bar?
My favorite bar of mine?
Yeah.
And sing it for me. Don't just say it.
Yeah, you're a singer.
Dang, what's my favorite bar of my own? Probably like from that song from Like That. It's like, James, I'm the new Rick James. Make any bitch say my name on gang. Hey, I don't know.
Okay, that bitch come on, man. I see you, bro.
Yeah.
James, my name is Rick James?
I'm the new Rick James.
I'm the new Rick James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
Did you get breast water?
I'm straight with
the nah, eat one of them juice niggas.
Juice, nah.
Ain't nothing wrong with juice niggas.
Nah, I drink a gallon of water a day.
I drink a gallon of juice a day, Ohana. Sponsorship.
You gonna die.
I don't give a fuck. I don't like anything sponsorship.
Nah, it is really good to drink water. How do you think, do you think that affects, like, your creative process?
Water?
Yeah.
I think it's water just, like, super important for everything, honestly. Like, a water, you can just, like, you just, like, at a low productivity level, honestly.
Listen to him, Rybe.
The body is made 90% out of water.
My body 90? 90 what?
It is 90% of water. No, you ain't know that, bro. It's like 80 or 90, one of the two. But your body is made.
I thought it was like 70.
Hell no.
Or is that the earth?
Look no, it's the earth is 70. Yeah. Your body's 80.
So you don't know.
Hey, Siri.
90. I think your body's 90.
This thing will accident.
How much water is in the human body?
According to ThoughtCo.com, the amount of water
you way off, nigga.
75%.
Okay. 90.
It's 75.
If I was 90% water, I would fall apart right now. Bro, I would just fall apart.
No, I was only off by what? 10 points. 15
yeah, you
points.
Weren't too bad. Weren't too bad.
Yeah, you were. You
yeah.
You work out though.
Work
I
out.
See you. You buffing the most.
Yeah. I actually work out a lot less than people think I do, honestly.
Less?
Yeah.
Well, fuck you too.
No, honestly, it just came from I play football, so that just kind of carried over.
You just stay swole, bro.
Yeah. I played football in college, too. Like, I just got done, like, 2 years ago.
Oh,
I went to, like, three different colleges. First, I went to the University of Toledo.
Me, too.
Didn't play there. For real? And then I went to Kentucky Christian University, and then I went to Golden West College.
Okay.
So I played.
What was your
Kentucky Christian and Golden West?
What was your favorite?
Probably Golden West because I was in California. So it's just
what
like,
was the worst?
21 left to go. The other
you said
one,
three,
huh?
You said three.
I already played at the two places.
Okay,
I was the best school?
Like, yeah,
best
worst, school. Best and worst school.
Worst KCU, you couldn't do anything. They tried to like
really,
yeah. They tried to like put God on everything. Like,
oh
you know,
yeah,
yeah.
Almost 120.
You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. But then you know, schooling for what?
I mean, if it's for you, it's for you. It wasn't for me though. So
yeah. He spilled it
everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, did you like Toledo though?
So that was cool.
It was hard for me, bro.
Like school wise?
No, that shit was easy. No. But like, I don't know. I just wasn't like into like the campus activities and shit. They were
I feel that.
There.
I feel that.
It was like I'm not really for school though. Like school not for me. What's your major?
Business and management. Business management. Yeah,
would you take that as a plan B?
Plan B.
Or would you
I don't believe in plan B's. Absolutely.
Me either.
No.
Okay.
Plan B. Because if you got a plan B, you're not focused enough on your plan A to make your plan A work.
You just built that shit all over.
Absolutely. We was talking about that on the last podcast, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You
took
the exact same words you just said.
We was talking about how plan B makes you fall backwards.
You have a fallback
short
plan.
Short of your plan A, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so wait. So what is your plan A?
You plan it to fail if you have a plan B.
So what is your plan A? Is it the music or is it just business management?
Just like a little bit of everything, honestly. My plan A, honestly, my end goal is to have my own record label. But I don't want it to be just a record label. I want it to be like an entertainment label. Like, you know what I'm saying? So just
that's like what we got.
Yeah, that's what we doing over here.
Man, you feel me?
Collab whenever, man.
Hey, bro.
We just talking about that too.
Whenever.
Yeah. I always want to work. I always want to network. But yeah, my end goal to have an entertainment label. Mm-hmm. And I want to have like, you know, musicians, actors,
actresses, bro, dancers,
know,
whatever.
Poets, yeah, whatever. I just want to get people, I want to like, get people noticed for their talents.
Right.
So,
I
yeah.
feel it.
All
right. Yeah, you got shit growing right now? You got any like connections?
I actually started a team.
Any shout outs you want
to
do?
Timeless, yeah. Man. Shout out to them guys, man. Shout out to them girls and Timeless. But
Timeless.
It's a team of people that, you know, to do different things basically. Mostly it's artists. Shout out to Next Day. Shout out to Chase. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to, you know, the rest of the guys.
Shout out.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out. Next Day, Atlanta, Georgia.
Real,
yeah, yes, sir.
You got to be aware, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to connect the dots. You feel me all the way around? Just trying to bring that.
That's dope.
You know,
that's
yeah,
dope.
It was real.
Yeah,
yeah. So. I got people in Florida, bro. I got people in Philly. And I think that's it right now. If I forgot somebody, my bad. You feel me? I love you. You still. I ain't dropped you. You feel me? Let me put my head out there. I ain't dropped you.
I just got out of high school. Y'all niggas trip. I'm get there though. Okay, bro. I'm gonna get there. Thanks, YB.
I just look at it, it's like it's just bigger than me. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely is.
You know what I'm saying? It's about, I feel like you can't make it without a, you know, a supportive team.
Bro, Michael Jordan didn't do it alone.
Nobody did it alone. Nobody did it alone. They had somebody back there. You know, they had their back. They had that. Those encouraging them along the way. Nobody ever did it by themselves.
You from East Side, right?
Yes, sir.
What part?
8 Mile Gratiot.
8 Mile Gratiot. 7 Mile Gratiot. You feel me?
Oh, don't give my address away. Hold on.
I grew up on Hickory. I ain't over there no more. East side nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas be
surrounded. You surrounded.
I ain't no bitch. I'm from Y-Town, nigga.
Bitch, what you want to do?
I ain't scared. Stab me, nigga.
My wife's from Y-Town, so I ain't mad at you, bro. I had to go out there and take one of they baddies. They was mad too, bro.
Hey, Ipsy,
what you gotta do, man?
I don't know. It's like a 2% chance of them being bad.
Hey, well, I'm in that
wrestling them rats.
2%.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you got the good fish on the hook.
Yeah, bro. She had a nice sister too. I should introduce you one day. She might be a lawyer.
Your wife?
No, her sister.
Oh, her sister. Damn, bro, how old is she? She ought to be a lawyer.
She 22, 23.
Sure, I might need a lawyer someday.
We all go, bro.
Hey, man.
Hey, like being a music artist is like, you can't just be a good music artist. You got to be a businessman, too.
Yeah.
So, like, is that why you're going to school? Most people that come through here don't go to school.
I'm actually done with school for now.
Really?
Yeah, I want to come back to it. Maybe get a degree in psychology too. So I also like helping people.
Why rush?
No rush.
Yeah, no rush.
You feel me? I feel like a lot of people try to rush it. I feel like a lot of people, age of 18 or 22, like I just feel like they had just like this push from society that just like making them feel like that everything is rushed. When that's you know true. What I'm saying, your time is when your time is. You know what I'm saying? So just work until then. You feel me? Don't expect the easy come up. Everybody, like a lot of people, just expect the easy come up, so they give up before. You know what I'm saying? Feeling like they're rushed. Like, oh, I didn't do this before I was 25. I gotta give up because everybody said I was too old to do it. You can have that mentality if you know what I'm saying? Most people that made it, music, you feel me? Acting, Taraji P. Henson made it, which had her first leading role when she was like 30-something.
Bro, right. She ain't made it to like,
26. His first job, I was like 26. Exactly.
Damn.
The baby, most people probably think he young, bro.
Like, he been working on this shit for a grit. Like,
bro, 27. A grit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
man, people artists never get discouraged.
Never. Don't do it.
What did you just do?
It was in the cup.
Damn. I spelled it.
All over. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I need to chill out. I be fucking up my mics probably.
They made for that. What do you mean? They're made to catch your voice, bro. Even as loud as you get.
You think so?
Bro, I know a nigga that sings so fucking loud. To the point where you were thinking about to break your mic.
For real?
Come on, so nice, bro. You're like, damn, you got a voice of an angel, my nigga.
That's crazy.
For real, bro.
What? I actually take a sound engineering class. I go to college right now.
Word.
I go to Washington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's still college. But-
Yeah, it's still college.
School is school.
School.
Bro, it's a big school, a little school.
I'm still going.
Only difference is price, honestly.
I feel you on that taking your time shit, though, for real.
Huh?
I feel you on that taking your time shit, though. Yeah. I feel like I was rushed my first year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of glad I did it because I knocked out all of my like prereqs,
mm-hmm.
like my math, my sciences. I'm not going to do that shit no more. Nice. I just got to knock out my electives and then I get my A. And what degree are you shooting for?
Business and management.
At bachelor's? That's a bachelor's?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that 4 years, bro.
Hey, man. It's been rough so far.
I dropped out the first one. Don't be like me. I gave up on it. See, I went down to Florida, bro, and just lost my mind.
Hey, and be like that.
Yeah, I lost my mind.
Bro, the only thing that kept me in school was football.
While I was in school, bro.
That's it.
How do you balance sports and then your music and then school?
I stopped for now just to do music because like I feel like this would be a good developing period to actually pursue that, to give that time. I feel like school is always there. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah. And what's...
you won't always be young and can, you feel me, have fun on the road. Well, some people can't speak for everybody, but you feel me? Like some, you know, I want to, you feel me, do this while I'm young. And have a family eventually.
You want to have a family?
Yeah.
That's like your main goals?
Yeah.
Bucket list?
bucket list for sure.
What's five things on your bucket list?
Five things on my bucket list. Someone just asked me this like last week. I want to perform at Coachella.
Oh, for real?
I want to have a crazy set at Coachella. That's one. I don't know really much about Grammys. Honestly, I don't really care about those because I feel like those is like super like.
It's fucked up.
Attention,
right now.
Attention, yeah, attention. You know, attention type thing.
It's based on like the.
Yeah. I would love to.
Shut up. Why we don't get a
I'm
Grammy.
I'm going to win a Grammy
I don't
for
want
sure.
A fucking Grammy. Don't put my name on that. Hey, keep that bullshit. Cut me a check, nigga. That's what I want. Cut me a check. Fuck a Grammy, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
No, you good.
Go ahead.
I want to say a Grammy on my bucket list. Probably the Soul Train Awards.
See, I respect that one.
Yeah.
Like Soul Train people.
Soul Train Awards for sure.
Okay.
Hopefully get there soon, very soon. But Coachella awards. I want to start a movie.
Me too, bro. And oh my god, that sounds so fun. Who would you act with?
Who would I act with?
Yeah,
I don't know who I would act with. I know I don't play Static Shock though.
You want to play Static?
You look like Static Shock. Oh shit!
I feel like I really want to play Static Shock, bro. Like,
did you ever have the fro?
The fro? Yeah, I did.
You did? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever been him for Halloween?
No.
My friend.
I wanted to be him. I'm going to be him next year.
My friend was him this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be him next year.
What's the last thing?
What's that? Three? Start a movie.
That's four.
Four. Bucket list. I don't know, man.
I've actually done a couple of mine. So skydiving, I knocked that off.
Oof,
I'm crazy, though. I want to do crazy things. I want to go hang gliding. And then I want to travel to every country that I'm allowed to go in.
That could be one of mine, too. Traveling. Mm-hmm. I love traveling. It's one of my favorite things to do.
And then, I don't know. It's between... starring in a Disney movie for my voice.
Okay.
I kind of want to do that.
You play live. That'd be lit.
I'm be the genie.
I never thought of doing voiceovers.
I'll get it going.
I can really hear you on a Disney movie, though, for sure. I can hear you on a Disney movie, for sure.
Bro, that'd be so
I can hear you
fun.
Play like a whole bunch of different voices, though.
Because I actually can do like a bunch of motherfucking voices. I don't give a damn.
That's what cuss Disney, dumbass.
That might be raps.
I'm gonna walk in. They're gonna be like,
I'm gonna be in the back. Like, I'm gonna turn to the concert. Like, you a blue before us. God damn it.
They're gonna say, read the line. They're gonna see, what's a line from a Disney movie? They're gonna say, read Hakuna. They're gonna say, read the line. I can show you the world. I'm gonna be like, I can show you the motherfucking world. And they're like, get out! Get out! You ain't got it!
It's gonna be through after that, for sure.
Oh, bro. What's your last one, bro?
My last one? I don't even remember. Ah, oh, fuck. It's. I'm gonna cheat.
Just make a look on the wall.
You got him on the wall?
I got a vision board right there.
You know, I'm on a vision board.
I got one more. I got my last one.
Mm-hmm.
I need a number one album.
You need that.
I need that. Yeah, that's gotta happen. Yeah.
My last one is Die Peacefully. Yep, that's my last one.
Mm-hmm. Would that really count on the bucket list if you're dying?
If I'm dying the way I want to die, which is like, goodbye, everybody.
Take me.
I'm sucking it out. This is my bucket list. Goodbye, everybody. I'm just gonna be like, ugh. End it right there on the bed. I can't control it.
Respectable.
I can't control it, but I'm gonna try.
Yeah, shit. Like,
what would you rather?
Skydiving, one of them, most definitely. I want to go swimming with sharks. I ain't gonna lie.
You tripping.
I want to, bro.
That's not fun, though.
But I got to show my dominance. That's why, bro. I got issues, bro. I want to show my dominance.
Yeah.
You know what else I want to do? Y'all can call me crazy. But I want to, one of my main goals in life is to own a zoo, but not in the United States.
Why do you want to own a zoo?
I don't want to just be a regular zoo. It's going to be a safari.
Safari.
Okay. Oh, that's
so
cool.
So I can go inside and chill with my pet lions.
Right.
I want to actually be cool with lions. Like, when I walk in, I want them to walk me to say, pack. Like, oh, what up, nigga, when they see me, you feel me?
You know who the real Tarzan is?
Me.
Yeah.
I know.
He said, oh, me.
No, nah, he's like this dude that go around the world. He like pet animals and shit. And like,
he pet him. I want to own him. I want him to be mine.
They he be like friends with him. Yeah, that shit cool.
How many was that? Three?
Yeah,
three.
I got to steal the whole starting the movie. And I got to act with my wife because I don't have a sex scene. She ain't going to do it with nobody else. So.
Yeah, respect the wifey.
Exactly. And also have six kids.
Six kids.
Yeah. We got two Sheesh. Right now, so.
You on your way then. You on your
I
way,
was
going
to do a spit take, but I didn't want to make a mess. Six kids, bro?
Yeah, six, bro. One of my favorite number six.
That's a lot of semen.
Bro, when I was a kid, we used to put more than that shit on our socks, dude. We
get a what? Real. Y'all say that on my show?
Every little boy has a name, bro. You feel me? Like, ain't nothing wrong with it. But I'm like,
you silly nigga.
You want
it
kids?
Is what it is. Huh?
Do you want kids?
Yeah, I need like five. Four.
See, look, he up there too.
I want three. I want two boys and a princess.
Like I want two boys, two girls.
I
am,
because I got four siblings.
Exactly. Yeah. Five of y'all.
What that mean? They try to judge you. They try to judge you by your past. And, wait, they judge you by your past and try to predict your future. That's fuck
not,
that.
That's not your past. Maybe that's your dad's past. We judge you off your parents.
That's even worse.
But in the Bible, I ain't aware. You get your parents, bro. Like you have eight kids. And why, remember today, what's today's date?
Oh my God.
What's today's date? December 3rd, 2019, I said it.
Bro, don't put that in my life, bro.
He's you have money, bro. You have a house bigger than this.
I don't want no kids. I can't do it.
They're like, oh, I mean.
I think it'd be lit. Honestly, big family sounds just like lit to me. I just want to be.
I mean, that's
be chilling. Just watching my kids run around. Or exactly. You feel me?
Doing dumb shit. Hey, get your ass down. What the hell are you doing? You feel me?
I mean, I love kids. Don't get me wrong, but. I can't do like
I don't know about eight at the same time, like eight little mini me's running around. Like, you feel me? It's like, you got level up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let one get like three.
Have another one. We go adopt kids too, though. You feel me? I'm big, I want to adopt kids, bro.
Okay,
just two of them, though, because you can't adopt one and then go for the long week,
right? I do want to adopt kids because that's good for like the planet.
Look, I just feel like I was meant to do that. Shit.
I feel like that's 100. Mm-hmm. That's 100.
You guys have any pets? So you got a pet? You got a pet?
No pets. My grandma don't do those.
I feel like I want a pet monkey, bro. I want a pet monkey bad. Yeah.
I told you
want a lion, man. I want a lion and a tiger than the shark.
You know my favorite one gonna be though?
What?
My little wolf. You know that's the logo.
You gonna have a wolf?
I want a wolf, bro. A baby wolf. I love
one one too. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I love dogs too.
Exactly.
That's kind of
lit. Wolf pack.
I want a monkey, bro. Them niggas can ride skateboards.
He said, "This niggas can ride skateboards."
That shit cool as fuck.
Absolutely, ain't gonna lie. Ride a skateboard,
huh?
On Instagram.
Oh, I saw that. You see that blind man?
Nah, I see it.
He was riding a skateboard and he had a stick in front of him. He was like grinding on the like pavement and everything. Show him, bro. I'm gonna put the video up right here.
Superpowers are real.
It is.
My boy, he's a blind rapper, bro.
You were?
That nigga cold, bro.
Real?
His name, shout out, Brill. You feel me? He actually got a show tonight. They out in Philly, though.
I have a question about him, bro.
Good luck.
How do you, how does he go through his lyrics? Does he always freestyle?
Yeah, he actually do. But I'm not going to ask him more of his questions because you can ask him when we do an interview with him.
Or does he read his freestyles?
No, he actually freestyles.
He's like him, bro.
Yeah, that would be cold, though.
That would be cold.
That would be dope.
That would be like a cold video, like, just going in. You have any special talents?
Special talents? I guess dancing kind of comes with it. So
dancing?
Yeah, dancing kind of comes with the whole music thing.
That's the blind dude, bro.
Is he Asian?
He's something. I don't know. I just seen him. I was like, bruh.
Yeah, he for sure.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
I'm not surprised. Asian people are amazing.
It's exactly.
they made PlayStation.
PlayStation. You see, the new PS5 is supposed to have like every, like you could put any like PS2 game in there, PS1 game, and you could play it. You could just throw it in there.
They had to. I feel like
that's a game changer.
I feel like, yeah. What's next?
What's next?
Like,
it's got to be virtual reality.
Yeah,
I think virtual reality is gonna change the world.
I think virtual reality is going to be
maybe
crazy.
Maybe the boxing game. I'm going to throw it out there since we're talking about it.
The Wii U thing, bro.
I feel like virtual reality is going to make people crazy. It's going to have like
anxiety and shit. Mental issues, yeah, bro. Sure. I can agree with that. Because niggas think they in a virtual life and be in real life.
Man,
Like, this nigga just walked in my crib. Oh, this must be the video game. What my pistol at? Exactly. In real life, niggas try to rob you.
People gonna fall asleep with it.
Soldier boy. That shit was funny, bro. That nigga said he tried to rob
me. When you tell that story,
yeah,
I want to get into. I want to get into telling stories, bro.
Go ahead.
I tell stories different than most people.
That's gonna make your shit go crazy, bro. All
right, give me a story to tell, bro. You ready?
Tell a story about Mr. Mother.
Right, so I was walking in the motherfucking thrift store, and I was looked at right, and I was like, "Oh shit!" And this nigga was looking back at me. I was looking back at him, and these motherfuckers was like, "Oh, that nigga got some spiritual power." So I was like, "Fuck, I gotta buy him as a dollar." So. Yeah, I tell it really fast.
Every question I was like, "Well, how much was it?" You say,
but like, I tell them really fast, and I want to try and like master it so I can like tell like a full.
That'd be hard.
That'd be fun too, because I'd be like, yeah, that's my like my goal. That should be fun though.
That'd be lit.
And I want people to animate me.
Animate you, make you a cartoon.
Yeah, I've always thought that was like appealing. You know someone can do that?
My song Satellite's about to be animated.
For real?
The whole, but I'm not, like, the video will be animated.
You said what's supposed to happen?
My song Satellites.
Oh, word.
Anime video.
Oh, that's lit.
But I'm not going to be animated. I'm going to be walking around the anime world.
That's lit.
So people, when they walk up to me, they'll be like
you'll be a cool anime character.
You're going to be like an anime character, but I'm going to be a regular nigga.
Can you give me a power of having cups or some shit?
I can, bro. I'm going to be high. It's song called Satellites. I'm going to be high.
That's lit.
So that's cool. Get,
cool shit. Shoot cups out.
Some shit. That's lit.
Nah, you said you watch DBZ and shit. Wait. What's your favorite song on Paradise Falls?
That's hard.
It's about to play, so pick wisely.
Rumors.
Bet! Rumors playing right now.
I heard you talking about me to your best friend. No, I feel attention. We both in the room, you can't ignore it. No. And baby, you know that you drive me crazy. And lately I've been thinking about you. Have you thought about me lately?
Or no?
And I know you know I'm the hottest around. I heard that she likes to go down. Them niggas around you ain't nothing but clowns. Come see what a real one about. Slide, pull up in my ride.
Come on,
we can run away to places they can never find. When we go inside, I'ma hit it from behind. Cook you breakfast in the morning, cause I know the things you like. We can run away for the rest of our lives. And I just want you to know, the one that get you in the mood. Take you to Paradise Falls, and I'ma take you to the moon. And I know you know I'm the hottest around. I heard that you like to go down. The niggas around you ain't nothing but clowns. See what a real one about. I know that she likes to go down. I heard that she wearing the crown. And I know like she knows she likes to go down. See what a real one about. It's 3 a.m. again. What? And I'm flexing on her ex-man. Wild ride in the Uber, turn up in his Benz. He was popping last summer, never popped again. I see why they hate me, I'm cocky, I'm fly. I take her on a trip, I bet your shawty won't reply. She a main player, I just keep her on the side. She a main thing, I'm tryna take her for a ride. Nah. We can run away for the rest of our lives.
And we back. All
right. Welcome back.
You gotta send me the file though.
What's the deal?
Yeah. You watched DBZ, right?
Yeah.
How does that influence? This is a weird question. I was watching anime as a kid. Influence your lifestyle now, in the way you act, in the way you think.
Dragon Ball Z specifically, I just feel like it was competitive. I feel like
that doesn't the most
competitive.
Makes it competitive?
Yeah.
Because watching Goku is inspiring, ain't it? It
makes
me like, I actually believe watching anime is
unstoppable, too.
It literally.
Maybe like ain't nobody beating
me. Yeah, competitive. For sure.
I agree. I think it makes me more a character.
Character?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Watching anime. I feel like watching anime does things to kids.
Really might.
I really do think it do.
I feel like people that watch anime have more of a personality.
Me too. I have this friend, Wayne, bro. This nigga.
Shout out Wayne.
Shout out Wayne. This nigga is a character. Like he just dressed up as a Static Shock for
word?
Halloween. Yeah.
Word. He stole my idea. But he do I think like people really did that. I think people did that.
Yeah.
I said I want to be the first.
He goes to like Comic Con and shit.
Oh, okay. I was gonna go to that Static Shock too.
Really?
Yeah, but I ended up I had a show or something like that or something. So I was like, you know, I should do it.
I do want to start going to more like shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean not shows, like festivals and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you meet a lot of people that you probably remember forever there at those.
Hop on stages and stuff.
I couldn't do it.
Why?
Why not?
When I was younger, I was attracted to a lot of them damn characters. Yeah. So I said, walking around like the character I'm attracted to. I'll be on it. Like, yeah. Hey.
Hey, what's the lie, character?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna get you in trouble.
No, stop. I don't want to talk to you no more, bro.
I think I got a thing for girls that dress up as Tomb Raider for Halloween.
Bro, stop. Yo, Tomb Raider.
Why Tomb Raider girls?
Tomb Raider. Like, bro, her character was just like she was it.
Bro, she was that
it.
Game,
she
bro.
Was it. Yeah.
And my favorite. I'm telling you, I never went past the second level. You know why? Because she was always crawling through this little tunnel. And I wanted to keep playing that one over and over. I had issues.
Crawling through this tunnel, man.
That shit.
I did like I like the Elastic Woman from The Incredibles.
I don't know if she thick.
I don't know why. She was just stretchy.
She was stretchy. You know, I was thinking, like, you're going to walk in her shit.
Why don't you chill out?
Bye.
She going to eat you up. That's he's disgusting.
Going there, or never she gonna shrink her shit and chop your shit off. Nigga. Don't make her mad.
Sick.
Don't make her mad, bro. I can't fuck with a woman like that, bro.
Nah. Is there anything you want to spill though?
Spill so far as what?
Like some knowledge. Some something.
You know. It'd be in a cup.
What's in a cup, man?
The truth.
I'll come back to that one.
All
right,
man.
I feel like I got to think of some memorable stuff.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. We're going to do that before we leave.
For sure. Yeah. I need my spell to be memorable.
That's the whole point. I feel like the most I want out of each podcast is someone to say something memorable. Because that's like when you do that, your audience, they want to look deeper in you. Because they know more about you as a person.
Right.
And that's why I want artists and like, people that do their own business to be on this show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you get an audience, my audience, and like we're all growing together. Yeah, that's the
absolutely,
whole point.
Absolutely, for sure.
So always say something memorable.
Real
there's been people on here that have it.
All right, so look, that's what we're going to do, bro. Play the rhyming game.
Okay, man.
But y'all playing. I'm throwing the words out.
For sure.
You feel me? Have you seen them do it yet?
Nah.
It's the rhyming game, bro.
Yeah, so let me say a word. Round.
All right.
Back and forth. You feel me? But you got 3 seconds.
All right.
You're the judge.
You ready?
Yeah.
Mug.
Tug.
Pug.
Rug.
Fug.
Chug.
Luck.
What?
Nah. Bro, it rhymes.
You said luck?
Yes.
Nah. Mug. Luck.
That rhymes.
Mug. Luck.
That don't rhyme, bro.
Man, I put the truth inside the mug. God damn, I ran out of luck. That's it rhymes, nigga.
I'm a rapper, bro.
Okay. I took a songwriting class.
I'm about to argue with this man.
I took a songwriting
class. There's
no point. You know, bro, that rhymes.
Like this. Comment down below. Family rhyme. Let this man know if it rhyme or not.
It's a call to family rhyme. Get it right.
This nigga making stuff up now, bro. I'm not about to deal with
it. Yeah, right. That rhyme,
next
bro.
Next word, bro.
I'm going to pull some of your rhymes up. I'm going to show you how you... Wait, I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
That's a hard one to do. I ain't gonna get you like that, bro.
Pull it out of your mind. Close your eyes. I'm looking out on the wall.
This nigga like
shark.
Bark.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
Bark.
Park.
Stark.
fuck.
This is the day, bro. You're making me look bad, man. You hang with a rapper, bro. Huge, all right, man. All right, last one. Light.
Bite.
Right.
Tight.
Fight.
Might.
Kite.
Sight.
Night.
I think I said that.
Yeah, but I said you already said that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Fuck! One of us did. Oh, light. Other light.
We know, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking like if you get like
anybody say fight.
I did say fight.
Did you? Yeah. Did you say right?
Wrote a clip. Fight. Damn right I said it. I said right too.
I really hope you wrote
it. I said right too. Right.
Yep, I said that shit too. Mm-hmm. It was right there. You didn't see?
All right, that's it for the game, bro.
But
we just like
to
have fun, bro.
Yeah, always, man. It's make life more fun.
Hell yeah.
It's not.
For sure. As you say. You can't be all serious all the time.
I can't do this shit. Yeah. I see you dripping a little bit, bro. What's up with the Hype Beast Supreme bag, bro?
Hey, man, I don't know. It just look cool. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not super big on brands and stuff like that. I'm into picking out individual things that I can know that looks good together.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's.
You don't have to be the biggest brand for me to wear. You don't have to wear a cost.
What? Why are you shaking your head at me, bro?
You don't have to
because you wear one color.
The red, right?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with red, man.
You wearing one color.
I was looking at the shirt, bro. This is one of my old shirts, so I wouldn't really go advertise it. But shit, it's there now. You brought it up and say Grind Time on it. That's the name of the crew.
Grind Time.
Like that font. Yeah,
Grind Time. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I got the logo on the back in gold.
Yeah. Do you have any merch?
No, not yet.
You knew the game, right?
Yeah, it's coming.
How long you been singing? Oh, no. How long you been making music?
Yeah. A year.
A year? Is this your first thing ever released?
My first EP, I released one that was like a joint one with my boy from Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
did you release any singles?
The singles, I released 3 or 4 on all platforms, and it's like I released like 5.
How long were SoundCloud. You in hibernation before you dropped music? Like just working on like learning how to be an artist?
That's a good question, bro.
The summer.
Everybody goes through
the summer.
That's it.
Summer?
Just
3 months?
2 years, bro.
You was writing on it then.
Yeah, I was just writing. It's just like, I was writing but before I made music because it was fun and it sounded good. And I would just show people and it like, this is sweet. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, that was it. Just like, I want to say from last April until August.
Last April to August. Okay.
That's when I made it.
2018, right?
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah, okay.
And then I was like, yo, I'm going to do this.
So you say your music on all streaming platforms right now?
Yes, sir. Under 3 a.m. Sounds. You find me everywhere. Yeah, I also have an EP.
Right there, you feel me?
I also have an EP that's under just 3 a.m. Because if I change to 3 a.m. Sounds, I was just rapping. But an EP under 3 a.m. and next day. It's called Late Night Drives, Phase 1.
Okay.
Got 6 songs on there.
Late Night Drives. I like that, bro.
Go check that shit out.
I like check it out, man. When you get a chance, check that out.
Hey, my boy done got a song called 3 a.m. You'll fuck with it, bro.
For real?
Yeah, it's actually my cousin. His nigga's singing ass.
Send him my way, man.
I will.
I love new music. My biggest inspiration is underground artists.
Why'd you choose to sing instead of rap, though, if you write bars?
He told you this in the beginning.
It sounds cool when
but
you say
it. It just sound cooler to you?
Yeah, it just...
He said he inspired...
Even just that. Honestly, like, the reason behind me singing, because I feel like singing just brings a different feeling. I feel like... R&B is super timeless. Not saying rap isn't, but I feel like it's just like a different feeling when you feel me, when you just...
on R&B you make. Because this nigga's like do R&B, and they got shit on old school R&B, bro. Like, old school R&B... The reason why we still talk about it to this day is because that shit is timeless, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's dope.
That's true.
But nowadays, niggas not making the same type of R&B, bro. You gotta be. They sing what they soul.
Yeah.
It was more soul.
Yeah.
That's what everything, though.
Yeah.
Well,
I think just time is just changing.
Yeah. Times is changing, bro. It's crazy.
I feel like just people just like, honestly, so that's something I want to bring back with my EP, too. I feel like. People just lost that intimate feeling. Like, I was like, R&B just like is just like an intimate thing. Like, you can sing it to your girl. You feel me? I feel like a lot of that music.
Do you ever like stand outside her window and just be like, bumping your shit?
Nah, man. Nah, man.
Like, they come back.
Nah, man.
No, nah, but you never like use your music
to as, serenade, like, a gift, like, serenade,
like, yeah, like serenade, like yeah. Use it as something personal instead of like something business wise.
Honestly, like, I want to say it's all personal because it's like it's all real, like, experiences. It's just music, right. It's just that's my outlet. It's just my outlet to be able to express what I, you know, just can't go on, make a video and just say about, if music's my way of, you know, showing you my life. Like, I hate posting, you know what I'm saying? I hate, like, Instagram. I hate social media. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather just post music and just let people see it. You know what I'm saying? Close your eyes and envision what I'm saying, because that's what I'm going through.
That's my phase. I hate posting, bro.
Yeah.
I like both. I'm trying to get into music more. I'm trying to do both. I be posting a lot. But
I try to post, but it's just like...
I don't be scrolling a lot, though.
He making me post more, bro. I don't post.
It's part of the game.
I need to.
It's part of the game.
It is. And it's just like... I feel like if I was here about 10 years ago making music, I'd have been...
Oh,
yeah.
One day I just want, like... Yeah, so I don't have to over social media. I want, like, a team to just, like, push my shit out. Like, all I got to do is make it. Like,
yeah, I want to do the same thing.
Have somebody edit it. Have somebody just... All I got to do is go shoot.
Real shit, though.
Keep it moving.
One thing I want to do with music, you know how Michael Jackson used to have like an acting scene, and then he go into the music video.
Yeah,
like skits. I want to do that. I want to bring that back too.
Skits.
I'm not saying people don't do that, but I want to bring that back on that scale, like he did. She's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go chase a girl down the street, and you know, dancing the song to him.
Last
you know
what I'm saying? Did some shit like that was Chris Brown in the day, bro.
A minute ago,
man.
And it wasn't even no recent Chris Brown shit. Shout out Chris Brown, you feel me? He just hit up my engineer. That shit hard.
Bro. Really?
One of my biggest.
His engineer hit up my engineer.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, I can say whatever I want. I'm with.
Like, I always say, why be?
I'm YB.
One of his producers and one of my producers collabed on the beat.
See?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Bro, a lot of people have worked with Chris Brown, bro, to the point where...
For real?
You know Nisha Nishay?
He had a lot of music, cool though.
Chris?
He got a lot of music, yeah.
Did y'all like Indigo?
Indigo.
Did y'all like Indigo?
It's a lot of songs for me to, like, listen all the way
through. I did, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I love Chris Brown. No disrespect to the legend, the GOAT. He's everything that you can think of, but...
I didn't like
him. I don't like the new Chris Brown like that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I feel that.
I feel like he had his songs. I feel like so far as like project wise, it's not like super.
It's not
like,
it's too long.
Yeah, you listen to more.
It's not like it don't take you through like a story. It don't take you through like
how it used to. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like a music used to use, like listen to an album. Like, oh, this is an album. I feel like music, like people just throwing like bangers on a, you know, a body of work and just call it an album. I feel like albums need to be back to that. You can be redefined back to that, you know, actually like it's a story. Right. Like you're telling somebody something.
Yeah,
like I said, go. I love Chris Breezy.
No, that's my,
I don't like take that away from you.
Fuck.
I still do a song with him to this day.
Hey, what's your favorite Chris Brown track? Ready, go.
Who, me?
Yeah,
Run It.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
I feel it. Bust around.
Fresh it did up, motherfucker. That shit cold as fuck.
No, I can't lie. One was just the first one to come on top of my head, bro. I had to really sit down and think about it. I can't really pick, bro.
I still listen to that song to this day.
Hey, Chris Brown.
I know a song that people.
He's that guy, man, for sure.
Like, I should have waited. That was my shit.
I should have waited. I don't know that one.
No, I should have kissed you. That's what it was. That's my shit, bro.
Like Chris Brown?
Yes. Look it up whenever y'all get time, bro.
Do you listen to more R&B than rap? That's hard for me. I can't listen to that much R&B.
I love music.
Just a toss up. Yeah,
I like music. It just depends on my mood from the day. But I like R&B. I just feel like it just sticks more.
When you walk my house and hear some Jodeci playing, bro. The next day you'll hear me playing some Kurt Franklin or something, bro.
My favorite R&B artist right now is Ari Lennox.
And
she's cold.
She is cold, bro. Ari Lennox.
Her name sounds familiar. I ain't gonna lie.
She one of J. Cole artists. Dreamville. She cold.
You know that's my favorite rapper.
Cold World. Shout out.
Cold World. Hey, sign us.
I know. Sign him. Don't sign me, Cole. I'm ready, though.
All right.
I'm independent, bro.
We're going to start wrapping shit up, bro. So, anything you want to spill in the cup before you get out of here? And get off your chest? Anything?
Avatar Sex. I wanted to, like, pin touch up on that, too. That song is also, like, it's like a mixture of the movie with the James Cameron movie with the blue people. And it's also a mixture of, like, the cartoon series.
Oh.
Because I go through all the elements. Sorry, stuff like
ocean.
And it goes ocean, then it goes fire, then it goes mile high, which would be air.
My favorite cartoon, okay, bro. I swear.
It would be air. And then when I say, have you tried to stay somewhere outside? That would be earth, nature. Oh. So like,
I want people say that, you know, I can listen to it in different
meaning. See, now, yeah, now we can fuck with it.
Yeah, now we can fuck with it. I want to make people go back and listen to that. I'm like, oh, snap, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, so it didn't make sense to me the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah. So that's like the intimacy from the movie, you know, and then, you know, the Avatar. Yeah, for sure.
It was in the cup.
He just spilled that shit all over. YB, don't use my catchphrase, dog.
I brought your catchphrase.
Bro, don't do that to me. It's like, nah, but he spilled that shit. All right, y'all. I hope y'all had a great listen, watch, whatever the fuck happened. Drop your socials for me.
There you go. I was about to say that. My bad, bro.
You can follow me everywhere at 3 a.m. Sounds. Follow my music everywhere, 3 a.m. Sounds. New EP coming soon. Very soon. 2020.
Oh, wait. Did they hear it here first?
They heard it here first.
They heard it here first! Oh, shit!
I love it when that shit happens to me. All right, go ahead, YB.
Eastside YB. You know, I'm from Eastside. Eastside YB, follow me on the gram. If you ain't follow me yet, that's on everything. YouTube, too. I'm trying to get my subscribers up, so fuck with me.
Fuck with them. Fuck with them. It's your boy, Sedex Cup. You know where to find me. It's in the link. Links are all in the descriptions. Ready?
Keep spilling that.
All over!